Welcome to the Middle East Report, your connection to truthful reporting on Israel and the Middle East. I'm John Riley. A trip to Israel will transform the way that you read and study God's Word. We're going to talk about that on today's show with Richard Liverance. He serves as the Western Regional Marketing Director for the Israel Ministry of Tourism in Los Angeles, California. He's also served as a pastor for 25 years. He has degrees in Bible theology and archaeology and Near Eastern studies from Hebrew University in Jerusalem. Richard Liverance says pastors who visit Israel will see a transformation in the way that they teach and preach.
That was my experience. You know, I had gone through my master's degree in theology, my doctoral degree in expository preaching from the master's seminary before I ever went to Israel. And when I went to Israel and stepped into the land, immediately, as I'm seeing these places, it's sort of almost like the biblical story all fell into place for me. It was a lot of book knowledge. It was a lot of atlas map studying. And I could tell you where Jerusalem was. I could tell you where Galilee was. I could tell you all those places. But to be there, actually, it was a much deeper experience than just knowledge of places. The whole story was integrated into my thinking, into my psyche, into my soul even. So that when I went back to the text of the scripture and began teaching now, having been post-Israel, I could see it in a different way or a deeper way or a more passionate way perhaps. And I could actually preach from that perspective. I want to see pastors get to Israel because of what it can do in transforming their ministries. I say all the time, I don't think a pastor has ever finished his theological study, honestly, until he's in the land of Israel. And with how easy it is to get there and how safe it is, believe it or not, to be in the land of Israel, even at a time like this, there's no reason why a pastor shouldn't go. And churches and church elders and church leadership should see that as a vision for their pastor. Not to send him when he's retired, but to send him when he's young, that can impact the entirety of his ministry to those people in that church. The land of Israel itself opens the text of Scripture to you in a way that's just extraordinary.
For you personally, and of course you've been to Israel multiple times, you've led people to Israel, but just think about, you know, some of the places that you visited. It was a transformative moment for you with the landscape and the geography. Like, wow, I didn't understand this. Now I understand it.
Yeah, you know, one of the places was En Gedi.
Where's En Gedi?
So En Gedi is down in the Dead Sea Valley area. You're down at the base of En Gedi, you know, right along the shore of the Dead Sea, which is about 1,400 feet below sea level. It's an extraordinary terrain, first of all. It's one of the most barren deserts in that area that you could possibly see. The Bible has several different words for desert, for wilderness. This is like what they call in the Bible Yeshimon, which is the most dry and barren and inhospitable land it could be. This is the land we get around the Dead Sea area. To be out there in some place that's so barren really teaches you things, which is probably the reason why God led the people of Israel through the barren desert, through Yeshimon and Midbar and all these other interesting terms that describe wilderness in the text of Scripture. When I was at En Gedi, it's just right along the shore of the northern portion of the Dead Sea. You're hiking through this very barren area. There are a few scrub trees, like the acacia tree, but then you see this springs of water splashing and cascading down from the Judean highlands. They come down in these beautiful cascading waterfalls and into beautiful pools and splashing all the way down. And just then the scriptures about how out of the desert will spring forth waters. It was such a picture of God's blessing for his people, how out of absolute barrenness, like that we live in this world in a spiritual sense, he brings forth, gushing forth, abundant fresh waters. And these are fresh waters that flow down into the sea, of the Dead Sea.
You can get a lot of information on traveling to Israel when you visit holyland.israel.travel, holyland.israel.travel. A lot of great stuff there, including free videos for you to watch on many of the places there in the land of Israel. Check it out, holyland.israel.travel. That's the Middle East Report. I'm John Riley. Get a podcast of the show wherever you get your podcasts. Just search for The Middle East Report, or you can go to afr.net. Thanks for listening.